Good morning. This is your security briefing for Wednesday, October 1st, 2025, covering 12 articles analyzed overnight. All attribution is by the article authors, and all analysis is automated.
Kitten Busters has published new research exposing malicious activity attributed to the Charming Kitten APT group, directly linking operations to Iran's IRGC Intelligence Organization Counterintelligence Division, specifically Unit 1500. This enhanced attribution provides clearer connections between observed cyber operations and Iranian state intelligence services.
Okta Threat Intelligence reports that North Korean IT workers have significantly expanded their infiltration operations beyond US big tech companies to target nearly every industry hiring remote talent globally. DPRK nationals are now pursuing roles across finance, healthcare, public administration, and professional services in multiple countries, representing a major escalation of the regime's revenue generation scheme.
Security researcher Martin Handel describes a technique using Active Directory's list object mode feature to create invisible administrator accounts that cannot be easily detected by domain users or standard security queries. The method, available since AD 2003, prevents high-privileged accounts from appearing in PowerShell or LDAP queries, complicating both attacker reconnaissance and security audits.
Jean-Pierre Lesueur at DarkCoder-esque has documented an indirect memory writing technique where attackers leverage legitimate Windows APIs like WriteFile to evade anti-malware detection. By causing the operating system to write data to attacker-controlled memory locations through normal API completion mechanisms, malicious memory operations appear as legitimate system activity rather than obvious payload transfers.
Sequoia.io researchers have uncovered a smishing attack technique called silent smishing that exploits APIs in cellular routers to send SMS messages without user interaction or knowledge. Attackers abuse legitimate router management interfaces to conduct phishing campaigns through compromised or misconfigured cellular routing equipment, bypassing traditional detection methods.
Pseudo3RS has published an educational guide on building effective detection rules for security operations centers. The article emphasizes focusing on attacker behavior over static indicators, mapping detections to the MITRE attack framework, and minimizing false positives through optimized rule design.
ENISA, the European Union Agency for Cybersecurity, has released its annual Threat Landscape 2025 report, analyzing 4,875 cybersecurity incidents occurring between July 1, 2024 and June 30, 2025. The report employs a threat-centric approach with enhanced contextual analysis to provide comprehensive coverage of evolving threats across the EU and globally.
Census has identified over 60 cryptocurrency phishing pages impersonating Trezor and Ledger hardware wallets, with threat actors attempting to evade detection by blocking phishing reporting sites through robots.txt configurations. Nearly all sites were hosted on Cloudflare Pages free hosting, with associated GitHub repositories showing merge conflicts that suggest low technical sophistication, and Cloudflare has since taken down most identified sites.
The Atlantic Council's Cyber Statecraft Initiative has published a report examining accountability obstacles in the global spyware market that enable human rights abuses and national security risks. The report proposes a legislative safe harbor framework to incentivize technology companies to engage in spyware detection, notification, and remediation by shielding them from software liability claims when they meet specified accountability standards.
The German Federal Office for Information Security, or BSI, has published a community draft of technical guideline TR-03188 on Passkey server implementation for public comment. This document provides technical specifications and security requirements for organizations implementing passwordless authentication infrastructure.
The Korea Herald reports that South Korea's National Intelligence Service has raised the national cyber alert level to caution following a fire at the National Information Resources Service data center in Daejeon. The heightened alert reflects concerns about potential cyber attacks exploiting administrative system disruptions, with hundreds of government systems suspended, and recovery expected to take 4 weeks ahead of the APEC summit in October.
Infoblox researchers have analyzed DetorDog, a DNS-based malware operation that infected tens of thousands of websites worldwide to conditionally redirect visitors and execute remote commands through DNS command and control. The threat actor played a major role in distributing Strela Stealer campaigns during summer 2024, hosting Starfish backdoor malware on at least 69% of confirmed staging hosts, and collaborating with MikroTik botnet REM Proxy and Tofse botnet for spam delivery targeting Germany.